Hello.
John Dean.
John?
Yes, Bob.
What is our status on getting a report from grand jury activity now?
Just raising that with Dick Moore to ask him if he would call Henry Peterson.
Okay.
I used to do that, but I don't think I ought to do it right now.
All right. Will Peterson talk tomorrow?
I'm sure he will.
Okay. We're trying to reach Kleindienst now. He's gone to Arizona, and we're ordering him back.
Good.
Ehrlichman is. We ought to know what happened today. Find out what Hunt did.
Well, I'll tell you what I was told after we talked the last time it was planned. He's going to give a written statement, some questions they'd ask him, and take the fifth on everything else.
What is the written statement regarding?
Nothing very sensitive.
Taking the fifth on everything else, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, it's going to be hard to get a report out of counsel as to what occurred down there until 5 or 6 o'clock or so. Because they'll have been in court. They had a 2 o'clock meeting in court. Counsel were to be present.
Oh. So the grand jury didn't meet this afternoon?
Yes, they did. It was after that meeting. All counsel were present in the courtroom, and then Hunt was to go before the grand jury after that situation.
Mm-hmm. So that would be going on now? Probably. Okay.
We have a terrible breakdown in communication with both the committee and now the grand jury. I used to be able to stay plugged in with the grand jury, but I'm too hot to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll dig right away and see if he's gotten a report or...
Can Fielding step in and do that? Point being, I'm sure Dick's fast enough to handle your communication stuff for you.
I agree. Let me talk to Fred. Fred Henry, too, so he's developed a relationship with him. Here's the other thing is, people probably won't know right now what's happened. Don't report to him hour by hour. He has not injected himself into it, so mm-hmm. Probably it won't be until later that we can get a report from him anyway.
Okay. You don't expect anything anyhow, though.
Let me tell you another development, though.
Okay.
F. Lee Bailey called Mitchell. He called him initially to raise that thing that he apparently, you know, that Mitchell raised down here.
That lawyer?
That was, he called on this thing that, you know, his client regarding the gold reserve thing and all.
Oh, yeah.
And then they went on from there and revealed this, that Mr. Wald called Bailey, or Wald, one of the two, I'm not clear on which it was, to request that they be present in the court when McCord appears on Thursday. Friday, that he, Fensterwald, be present.
To request that Fensterwald be present?
Yeah, along and join as co-counsel with Bailey's firm. And in the course of the conversation, Fensterwald said to Bailey, we don't give a damn about McCord. We're after Richard Nixon.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Now, Moore, that's what he's working on right now. He's getting some of the facts back from and maybe Mitchell have Bailey step forward at a press conference on this.
Yeah.
Fensterwald put up his bond, for one thing.
Yeah.
And the more I think about Fensterwald, the more I think that could be a link to Kennedy. For this reason, Fensterwald served as the chief counsel to the Administrative Practice and Procedure Subcommittee, by Ed Long as chairman. Kennedy was the second ranking member of that committee and then became chairman. It's possible that Fensterwald was even on a while after Kennedy came on. Obviously, may have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very possible.
Okay.
The fact that Fensterwald suddenly put up $40,000 from McCord.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Good.
Thanks.